Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Did you know that some religious teachers deny the factuality of the gospel message? I have time to give you one example. Joey Fan, the young man who introduced the Andy Griffith Show as a teaching tool among churches of Christ, wrote a little book with the title, The Way Back to Mayberry, Lessons from a Simpler Time. In the book, Joey Fan affirmed, facts are not what faith is all about. Page 43. Does that mean the gospel is mythological or imaginary? Peter, James, and John were present when Christ was transfigured. Matthew 17:1-5. Peter provides insight into the magnificent events on that occasion. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables. When we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. 2 Peter 1:16-18. The Greek word translated fables is mythos, from which we get our word myth. The gospel message is not mythological, but factual. 1 John outlines many gospel truths. Jesus was from the beginning. The apostles heard him preach, saw the great miracles he performed, handled him after he was raised from the dead. They had absolute proof that he was what he claimed to be. These great truths and many others, the apostles were preaching everywhere they had the opportunity. They taught men and women what God wanted them to know. John wrote about the life and teachings of Jesus Christ so that all who read may have great joy. 1 John 1:1-4. The Apostle John added, this then is the message we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. 1 John 1:5. What a great message they were privileged to preach. It is the message that has saved obedient children of God for 2,000 years. And will continue to save them until the end of the age. The message the apostles and other faithful men preached did not originate in the hearts of the messengers. Instead, it came from the Lord himself. John says, this then is the message which we have heard of him. For about 3 years, the apostles traveled with Jesus and heard him preach the soul-saving message. What a thrill it must have been to sit at the Lord's feet and listen to the great sermons he preached. The message Jesus preached was powerful, but controversial. He said to the Pharisees, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8:12. The Apostle John also wrote, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. Jesus is the true light that lights the way of every man who comes into the world. 1 John 1:4, 5, and 9. The message the apostles heard from Christ was the basis of apostolic preaching. They were diligent and faithful in the proclamation of the word. No wonder they were accused of turning the world upside down. If preachers of all religious groups had the courage to preach only the message the Bible teaches, the confusion and division that characterize our world would be eliminated. But that message is not popular in our day. So many modern men and women want a soothing message, one that does not offend anyone. Only the true gospel message will save the world. James admonished his readers, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted or implanted word, which is able to save your souls. James 1:21. There is no other message that will save the lost and build up Christians in the most holy faith. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless and keep you.